Thank you for listening to this recording of Family Bible Church's Sunday morning message. We pray that God will use this word to bless and encourage you.
He was well-spoken. He was an orator. He was a very well-spoken individual. Paul continually declares what about him? That Paul's basically a fool in the china shop. The one who's able to be able to speak and be able to... See, I can't even pretend to be Apollos. Anyways, he was able to say things on Facebook, wherever, where these individuals were very well-spoken, very succinct, to put a hole in somebody's argument and flip it, turn around, and succinctly like this. I'm so amazed by that, because it takes me 45 minutes to run around a bush and say something that probably somebody else could have said in 5 minutes. Well, not necessarily. No, they're not necessarily intellectual and educated. They're very well spoken. A sort of a gift of speaking. People who are able to speak. Apollos. But you have this super spiritual group then who says what? I'm of Paul. I'm of Christ. You all are just being snooty with your isms. Paulisms and Cephasisms and the Apollosisms. Teachings of Jesus. So, if you want to be really super spiritual. Now, we kind of chuckle about that, but in the end, come. Say again? Human nature, yes. I think you're saying humanism. But yeah, human nature. Okay? But every single one of these, okay, some of John Piper, some say I'm Wendell. Some say, shall I continue on? I'm of David Jeremiah. I'm picking on the ones who say they're of. Because ultimately, the John Pipers, the David Jeremiahs, the R.C. Sproul's, Chuck Swindoll's, the moderns, the Stephen Davies and all this kind of stuff, okay? That these guys would all say what? They're seeking to follow Christ. Does it make sense? So in the end, I'm not naming anybody I feel is a total charlatan. I mean, I could pick on Mr. Smiley from Texas. Okay? I won't use his name. Anyways, you guys know what I'm talking about. Hey, I'm not God, and I can't sit in the judgment. Wonder of charlatanism there. So I'm not going to that extreme. I'm picking on someone who I honestly think, whether I think they're right or wrong in their doctrine, that I think that they're being true to God. Does that make sense? Okay? Because clearly I could be what? Oh, you said I could be wrong? That's not where I was going. I mean, I could be wrong too. So I think they may be wrong in their doctrines. Clearly, I could be the one that's what? It's not maybe exactly right. Anyways, but it's not what I think. That's exactly right. Okay? And I am seeking to study God's word, and I believe that God is leading me, just as I believe that those guys, John MacArthur's and all this kind of stuff, okay, that they are true to God's word. Does that make sense? So in the end, how now do you bring all these individuals would you say Paul was out in the field? What about Cephas? What about Peter? I mean, we still have 1 and 2 Peter, don't we? Do we cut? We really are Pauline. Think about it. Well, say us, we're Pauline. In fact, I met a Cephasite. Okay? Messianic Jews type. Most of them are. Anyways, they become Cephasites, okay? And they want to worship on the Sabbath, okay? Literally, I met with a guy, hated, gnashed his teeth at Paul, wanted Paul. He didn't like it very much when I asked him what statement that all the writings are gospel. Anyways, the writings of too, which means you. Of all the other stuff. And you also just, you're doing, Let's just be honest. They're doing. But it's amazing that when people do this and they begin to then take and they begin to divide. It's very when divisions come. Cause of divisions, where we're going already. In some line. We begin to trust in the wisdom of man. It will lead to misplaced saving faith. Matthew 23. With me. In Matthew 23, Jesus is saying to them, and I want them, but I want you to think scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, for you travel land and sea to win one proselyte. And when he is won, you make him twice as much the son of hell as yourselves. Jesus talking about, give me a label that we would put on this. No. How about a missionary? Oh. These the Pharisees. Okay. I mean, do the Jehovah Witnesses have missionaries? Do the Mormons? Do the Baptists have missionaries? Do Bible churches have missionaries? Ah, so there's really no difference. They're emissaries that are sent out to proclaim a message, isn't it? When they go out, what's really key is not their faith and their diligence in going out. What really matters is what? What they're teaching. Exactly right. Teaching. Are teaching the true gospel. Well, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul says to the church of Corinth, this is his second epistle to them, he says, I'm jealous over you with godly jealousy, because just as Eve was, so you may be deceived as well. Someone may come, another Jesus, another spirit, and you may very well accept them. Which do you get it? Not everybody seems to be a pastor, a Christian pastor. An anointed Christian pastor claiming the truth is really a proclaimer of the truth. No. How do you know when you hear this guy, which shouldn't be, but how do you know whether they're proclaiming the truth? You better know the truth. That's exactly right. You better. Satan loves to take the truth and put into it just a little bit of air. So, I made brownies for everybody today. So after the service, you all get to be able to have some. Put in a special ingredient that I found in the backyard. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it's back in the far corner behind the shed. For those who have been in my house, you kind of know what corner I'm talking about. But in just it's a flavoring, you know, and it's been aged well. And I just put just a little bit in and I put it all in. It's just really going to help. People want some. You know I wouldn't do it. And there's really not any brownies either. So, oh, man. See, he's worked all night at this phase of my life. I won't even. Now, the reality is, you know where I'm going with that, right? And so, Joel Linares, who was my interrupter when I was in Peru, he did a phenomenal job. And so they didn't give me a national guy for me to teach evangelism to. So I told Joel on Wednesday, "You're my national." He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "It's your turn. You're going to start witnessing now. I'm just going to help you. I'll be the gringo that opens the doors, you know?" And so he got the witness then, probably starting Tuesday afternoon. Anyways, the rest of the week, it was kind of fun because I got to watch him then witness. And then we get to talk and do after-action stuff. Anyways, he would have the illustration where, now I know in Spanish, but I knew what he was doing. He had a water bottle and talked about, you know, good and refreshing and all that kind of stuff. And would they want some? Sure they would. He said, "Well, the doggy doo-doo, you know?" And I could see what he up. And he says, "Well, not sure. It's just a little bit, you know." And he's asking the same thing. Would you want to talk about? It's the same thing. When you take the truth and you put in just a little bit of sulfuric acid or a little bit of the stuff that tell you, it's what? So the sad thing is there are those that are out there that are coming with another Jesus, they're coming with another gospel, they're coming with another spirit. And we better be able to discern the spirits. Galatians 1, 6 to 12, turn to Galatians 1. Paul says that if any then with another gospel, you better be ready. Galatians 1, beginning. "I marvel that you are turning away Him who called you in the grace of some who trouble you in Christ. But or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what you have preached to you, let him be what? Accursed. As we have said before, so now preaches any gospel to you. First, for do I now persuade men or God? Do I seek to please men? According to man, Jesus Christ." Paul says that his goal was not to persuade men, was not to please. His goal was to do what? Speak the truth. Some water, some sow, but God gives the increase. My job is to proclaim the truth. Hearts of men. Romans 1, Paul talks about the power of the gospel. Aimed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. The importance of that gospel. Trusting in the wisdom of man leads then to a sanctifying faith, that when we men to their chapter 2 here, influenced by this persuasive word, verse preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. That some people are believing them because person who has been tickling their ears. Well, we say, that's terrible, but you know that happens as well after you get saved. We begin to read commentaries, and I'm not saying that commentaries are evil, but if you're trusting more in the commentary, then you're trusting in the wisdom of man and not the wisdom of God. Do you trust? Words of men, then you are the words of God. Trust, Ari. If you ask me about a study, I'm going to say, "Oh, you don't want to go to a study Bible. That's awful." I'm going to tell you, find one by why. The whole found Charles Ryrie to be balanced in his presentation. However, my caution to you is what? He is. And probably, we realize he's what? He's wrong. Piper is wrong. Junior is wrong. Just a, no. Did I pick on any of your favorites yet? They will be wrong some days, just as you will be wrong. And if you're trusting in them and not in, we'll talk about this more next week. This is where I'm going. First, Paul warns us that's going to happen in the end times here, of which I believe that we are there. Three, beginning of verse 1. But no times will come, for men will be lovers of the proud, blasphemers, disobedient to their parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, with misers of God, strong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of self, or rather than lovers of God, having a form of God's power, and from such people turn away. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, always, what? Always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Huh. They have a form of godliness, but they're denying its power. Do you really believe that what Jesus said when he said it's important for you, for me not to go away? Because if I go away, I will send to you who? The Holy Spirit. And what's the purpose of the Holy Spirit? To lead you in all truth. Do you believe it? Do you really believe that you don't need Bob Corbin, that you don't need John MacArthur, you don't need John Piper, you don't need Chuck Swindoll, you don't need Charles Ryrie, you don't need Stephen Dalys, you don't need anybody to lead you in the truth? Whose job is it to lead you into truth? God's job. And he sent the Holy Spirit into your heart to do that for you. What's your job? To listen and respond. You're exactly right, Ben. That's dead on. To listen and obey. Sometimes we hear the truth, but we what? We don't want to hear it. We don't want it. And so like Romans 1 says, we suppress the truth. Oh, no, I don't ever do that. Do we? But that's his job. That's the job of the Holy Spirit. And so we deny the power. I sometimes think we have this form of godliness, but we're denying the power. We're not willing to say that God is able to do what he said he was going to do. Well, I think he can. You don't need me. I mean, I think we're supposed to come together. My job is to be as a teacher, so I understand my role. But in the end, if I died, you should come. Drop down to chapter 4, beginning of verse 1. Upon this end time stuff is going to go on. The kingdom. Season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. Why? For the time will come when they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves. It's a possibility to do it. It's going to happen in the end times. There's going to be all these isms, and they will turn their ears to fables. But you be watchful in all things. In 1 Timothy 1, we read, in the statements regarding the end times and his encouragement to Timothy regarding his ministry, and you can read that later, is that Paul is warning Timothy about false teachers. You need to think this one through. When do I become a false teacher? When my teaching contradicts God's word. Okay. Up. Is there a possibility that I have ever in my preaching, quote, been a false teacher? Now, what I hope is indicative of the landscape of my preaching career. Does it make sense? But is I want to false teacher. The key. Does that make sense? Is that same standard that we're talking about Mormons toward everybody else, and they're just trusting in their prophets? What about us? Are we trusting in our prophets? Are we studying the word on our own to know what the truth is? Listen, when you get before the throne, to whom much is given, much will be required. John, so and so. Things here in chapter 2 that who knows the things of a man except the what? The spirit of the man. Well, God has placed within us what? The spirit of God, so that we can know what? Of God. Do you get it? So if I'm trusting in man, talk about this in a moment, then I'm trusting in the wrong thing, because we get to this, the root, the cause of us looking to men. So what's the tap root? What down core deep? The root of that, well, it's the carnality of man. Well, what's the composition of man? You guys should know this because we talk about this a lot. Man is made up of a body, a soul, and a spirit. Now, I promise you that church today, there's a large group of theologians who get rid of soul and spirit, and they put it together, and they'd say there was a material and an immaterial. Wrong. One of the passages to this passage, God talks about three specific control of man. We'll talk about this in a moment. Body. Like plants have a body. They eat, they drink, they breathe. They don't communicate. No social life among the plants. Okay? They have a body. Squirrels, they eat, they drink, they breathe. But they communicate. They have a social life. I mean, when I'm out in the woods, I play and run, all that kind of stuff. And everyone, a deer, or maybe a buck chasing after a doe because they're having a relationship. And I wouldn't mind helping them both on the social table. Anyways. And so they have this society within, if you would, within them. They communicate. I don't want the birds communicating to the deer that I, man, is in the forest. You know, bad thing going to happen to you, this cove. You know, the plant, the animals, were made in the image and likeness of God. God is a spirit. We plane of communication in a spiritual realm. And so the body relates to the earth, relates to other people, and the spirit relates to God. Okay? We have that. We have a body, and we have a spirit. Interestingly enough, Paul's going to address each one of these things, because you can do that. Your body can control you. Your soul can control you. Your spirit can control you. The first one he talks about, one being controlled. Look what he says. Let me start verse 20. The spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might that have been freely given to us by God. teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual us, man, the natural. By his spirit, all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. He has known the mind of the Lord that he might instruct him. But we have the mind of Christ. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as psychikos, I'm sorry, pneumatikos, but as to sarkikos, as those who are controlled by the body, the flesh, as to babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food. For until now you were not able. Not able, for you are still sarkikos. For where there are envy, strife, divisions among you, are you not sarkikos and behaving like mere men? There are three here: those who are the spirit, and those who are being led by, characterized by the. About this guy who's being led by his soul. He's one who is focused on the things of the world. Here, let's one in Jude 1. There's only one chapter in Jude. Let's go to Jude. Real quickly here. We've got lots of verses, and we're not going to be able to go with them all, but you have them on your note sheet. 17. But you believe. Apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told be mockers in the last time, who would walk according to their own ungodly lust. These are psychikos. These are sensual divisions, not having the spirit. But you okay? So, in the last poll, that there are going to be these individuals who are focusing on the intellect, who are focusing on the communication with people. Make sense? This has nothing to do with me and God. This has everything to do with me and you. It has nothing to do with pleasing my flesh. We're not talking about that. It has everything to do with pleasing man. Do you get it? That teaching is a way of pleasing people. Gathering a following. Gathering a following. And we're told by Paul that they don't see then the things of God. Because once, and this is what Paul said, tend to seek to persuade men, then what do I miss out on? What do I forget? Secondary now. Because what matters is that you guys feel good about yourself. In the preach message based upon God's word, not claiming, but preach messages that make you feel good about yourself. Because if I just preach, I'm going to on your so I'm going to preach topical messages. On topical messages, okay? I'm not. There's a place for them, okay? But if I'm only doing it, I preach things that make you whole. But God said it was there for our learning. Okay? So you have the sick, and you have the. Now, I want you to struggle with this. How many people. Everyone. So everybody has this spiritual radar, this spiritual radio antenna that's up there. Make sense? And they're receiving what? Spiritual signals. Okay? Where are the angels at? Are they in the physical realm or are they in the spiritual realm? Spiritual realm. Ephesians chapter 6, right? Spiritual. Okay? So what's going on? And so when we have mediums who are receiving messages, where are they receiving messages? Beep, 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 beep. In the spiritual realm, okay? So would you say that they're spiritually focused individuals? Yes. Yes. Careful. Yes. Okay? That's over you with a godly jealousy because someone came in with another gospel, another Jesus, another what? Spirit. Because people are looking for a spiritual message. Even the people who don't want God, they're still seeking to fill their spirit with something. Make sense? Because I don't want it to be God, so it's got to be something. So they're seeking to fill their spirit with something. God even tells us to test the spirits. Right, because it's out there. Okay? So the spiritual person, okay, is being led by spiritual. However, now comes the truth, right? Holy Spirit is leading. That's what's being stated here. Okay, this is very important. Okay, their focus. So, you got these guys over in Buddhism, you know, priests of Buddha and all this kind of stuff. You think that they are sincere in their faith? Probably. Are they right? No. See, sincerity doesn't equate to what? Getting to heaven. Make sense? Okay. Very, very critical. Okay. We have got A, actually focused, but then what? Fall in the right. The Word of God. What was the Holy Spirit's job? To lead you in all truth. I got that. What else did he say? In chapter 24 and chapter. We didn't go there yet, so I'm testing your. Mind you of what? Jesus is teaching. He's going to lead. To the teachings of Christ. He's going to remind us. Of the teachings of Christ. What does that mean to you? He's going to lead you in all truth by. You already have it in your mind to be reminded of. Which meant that what? If it's already in your mind, you had to have what? Read it. You had to read it. You had to have studied it. It's not happening by. I promise you, if you put your Bible under your pillow every night of your life for 50 years, it's still not going to sink. In a heart that's hardened to go along with it. You get it? You've got to open it. Let it be in your mind so that you can be reminded. Not being conformed to this world, but being trained. Mind. Finally, but I think that a lot of that is what today. Not this church, of course. Focusing on their flesh. Everything that's of the flesh is evil. A good bratwurst sandwich with sauerkraut on it, you know. I mean, that's really. You're saying, no. Anyways, my flesh is good. Because it's sanctified by the Spirit and all that. I mean, silly. This is silly. But there are a lot of things, and I'm picking on something that's really weird, okay? But you get it. When we're guided by our own pleasures, by our own evil desires. About this yesterday. Burning. Listen to certain. Listen, and there's one. I was like, ah, no, we're not. We're not. And I talked to him. Why? It's evil. It's wicked. At least from my past, I don't want to go there. You know, and we can talk about music later. I'm very eclectic in my music styles. I'm okay with. I can deal with different styles. The primary is the message that's involved. There are songs that I would listen to. Style of the music. But I love the message. Because it has no what? Godly message. And you got to ask yourself, only listening to makes me feel. No, that doesn't taste good to me. I like the bacon and the onions she throws in. But I know they're good for me. Does that make sense? Broccoli, flour, I like it. But it's good for you. You need to eat it, okay? Created it, it's good for you. Sitting there saying, oh, you know what? I woke up this morning thinking, a raw broccoli and cauliflower salad. No. I woke up thinking of Checkers burger, you know, McDonald's, you know, burger. And that's of my flesh. I've got to take my flesh and I've got to check them at the door. I want to be led by the Spirit. I want to be led by the Spirit, and I want to make sure that the Spirit I'm being led by is the true Spirit. In the end, do you spend more time reading the Word of God or the Word of man? How does one spend time before the throne of God, wisdom. And or the soccer cost man. And finally, is there a need to change the way? Thank you, you love us in spite of us, and that you desire for us to come to truth, Lord. You desire for all men to come to the truth, to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And we're so grateful for that, that you gave us the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray that as we study your word, that we would truly study your word, and that we would pray for your word to be just welling up within us and changing us and just transforming our minds, Lord, that we might think more of the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.